Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from downtown San Francisco, this is 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, you want some good news on the Giants? Well, you know by now they, of course, are NL West champs for the first time since 2012. Yay! You want some good news on the Warriors? Andrew Wiggins has been vaccinated and can play home games this year. Yay! You want some good news on the 49ers? I got nothing! Just as Dee Ford was called for being in the neutral zone on that crucial third down, the 49ers right now stuck in the neutral zone. Is it really all because of the injuries? That's what we're going to figure out today. With you until 8 this evening, I'm Kevin Michael Whitey Gleason, along with Shamari Block, just two guys from Vallejo. Of course, the block is hot. I don't know, Shamari, do you have any silver lining, any good news to come out of that disastrous 49er defeat today at the hands of Russell Wilson and the Seahawks?
Whitey, why were we watching the same game? I know they lost. But what I saw was the Niners outgained the Seahawks on the ground. They outgained the Seahawks through the air. And the whole game, to me, came down to Trent. You don't want to put it on one person, right? You never want to put an entire loss on one guy. But Trenton Cannon, in his attempt to make something out of nothing, that turnover, think about it, Whitey. At that point, they were down one score. The Niners were down one score. They had the ball. They hadn't done much with it for most of the last two quarters, right? But they were only down one score. Trenton Cannon fumbles that ball. Boom. Hey, rookie, it's your third drive. Yeah, I know you haven't done a lot in the first two, but now you're down two scores instead of one, right? I like what happened at the end. I liked what happened with Trey Lance in the last couple of drives. And Whitey, are you ready for this?
Yep.
At the end of the first drive, I tweeted this out. I put it out, Block is Hot 3 on Twitter. You can look it up right now, I swear to God. I tweeted out, that's the best drive I've seen from Jimmy in a while. Exclamation point. Ooh. Let's go with more exclamation points, okay? And you know what, Whitey? I think I jinxed Jimmy, man, because I said something good about him.
You did. I thought, and I know that he supposedly strained his calf, and I have no reason to doubt that that's what happened. I think that's one reason why he was thrown so inaccurately late in the first half. I thought Jimmy G kind of stunk today. I thought Trey Lance stunk. Special teams stunk. I thought the play calling stunk. Football IQ overall stunk. I mean, yeah, if you look through it through, you know, scarlet and gold colored glasses, oh, they were in that game. Trey Lance had some nice things that happened on his last drive. But that's a bad loss. They're 2-2 now. And I look at the rest of the division, Shamari. It's Whitey Gleason, Shamari Block, 95.7 The Game. And every other team in the division, and hey, props to the Cardinals, a big win over the Rams. Every other team in the division, you look at that team and you can find a couple guys, right? A handful of guys who are among the best in the league at their positions. And you look at the 49er roster, and I guess, you know, Kittle, when he's healthy, certainly. Warner, maybe.
Yeah.
But especially offensively, it's like, and I know that.
Debo. Yeah. Debo's killing it this year.
Riddled with injuries right now. You said something yesterday, Shamari. You said that you weren't sure this was a Super Bowl caliber roster. And yesterday, I tried to back you up on that. But I found myself today watching the game over and over thinking, Shamari may be right. Now, I know, again, you know, terrible injuries to your kicker, and that has kind of a snowball effect, but there's just something about the whole thing right now. It just doesn't feel like it's going in the direction that it's supposed to be going four games in.
It is, but it's only four games in, and there's time for heroes to step up. Debo's been a revelation this season, right? I remember his rookie season. He came in. He kind of got off to a slow start. They brought Emmanuel Sanders in. Then Debo kind of stepped his game up. Then last year, he was injured a lot, but he also it was Brandon Ayuk's year. This year is Debo's year again. I definitely want to see more Kittle. When you talk about you have Trent Williams, who's the best at his position. I would put Bosa at one of the best people at his position. You got guys, and you don't have that guy at the quarterback position like the Seahawks have, like Kyler Murray with the Cardinals, like Aaron Rodgers we saw last week, and that's okay. That's okay because you can get there without that guy. You can absolutely get there with the guy. But here's the thing, Whitey, okay? The quarterback position for the 49ers today went 314 yards, 3 touchdowns, and only 1 interception. That's combined Jimmy and Trey, right? Russell Wilson was held to 150 yards and 2 touchdowns. You hold Russell Wilson to a buck 50 and 2 touchdowns, the defense kind of got out. The defense did their thing. Also, Phil, the offense did their thing. The Niners rushed for 143 yards. The Niners dominated this game in every facet except the turnover battle. And I'm taking that into next week saying, hey, guys, hey, I'm Kyle Shanahan right now. I'm like, hey, we messed up. We lost this game. But guess what? If we don't turn the freaking ball over, we win this week. And if we don't turn the ball over, we win last week. Also, hey, defense, playmakers, Jimmy Ward. You haven't had interceptions since Patrick Willis here. Somebody get out there and make a play. Let's force some turnovers of our own. And then also, you know, cut down on the turnovers. And then we got something going, Whitey.
Well, the thing is, you beat yourself today, and not you, but the 49ers beat themselves today, and they beat themselves last week, and that's an alarming trend. And, hey, 314 combined passing yards, that gives me no comfort. I'm starting to wonder not only about the quarterback, but about the coach. 888-957-9570. It's Whitey and Shamari, 95.7 The Game. Let's talk to Bob. He joins us here on 95.7 The Game. Bob, I don't know. Who's right here? Shamari says, hey, there's some positive signs there, and I'm starting to wonder whether this thing is headed in the right direction. What about you, Bob?
Well, no, listen. What about the benefits we're going to have with Trey Lance sitting behind Garoppolo? What is he going to learn this season sitting behind Garoppolo? It's not like he's sitting behind, you know,
Brady
or Rodgers. So put Trey in now. Let's get the lumps and move forward, because you draft him number one, and then you got Garoppolo being his mentorship. And what do you want him to mentor him on? We don't want him to play the game like Garoppolo, right?
Yeah, sure, Bob, but that's not the only issue, though, Bob. Part of it, too, is, and I think we saw that when Trey Lance came in, and okay, there were some positive signs, but you could see, oh, that's why he hasn't been playing. He's just not ready. What? So how do you benefit from, you know, you run the risk of losing more games if you're going to continue to let Trey Lance learn on the job like that? What's the upside of that?
Why? He was jittery because he came into a game in the middle of a game, and he's down a score. And then before he could even really get started, he's down 2 scores, okay? He was jittery, but he settled down. But he settled down, and you saw towards the end of the game the thing that, you know, I think that Bob and everybody who's been calling Butch and Bonte and hey, last week on the broadcast against the Packers, okay, you had the broadcasters. Trey Lance comes in. Chris Collinsworth was like, oh, wow, okay. This kid's exciting. He's very exciting.
Doesn't matter.
He can make things happen a multitude of ways. And I feel that any type of veteran, blah, 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 you lose by taking Jimmy out, it's made up for with the other things that Trey Lance can do.
Well, I know there are things Trey Lance should be able to do that Jimmy will never be able to do. Obviously, that's why they picked him. But what you're talking about there, the excitement. And I know, you know, when he came in to start second half, I know we, like everybody else, I'm like, whoa, whoa. But that doesn't matter. I mean, there's that excitement. But does that excitement, the fact that we get excited to see him come in, does that help you win the football game? No. And the fact that Trey Lance settled down a little bit and had success when Seattle with a lead was playing softer coverages, I mean, it's not a bad thing, but I don't think it's anything to hang my helmet on. 888-957-9570. Let's see here. Shanahan and Lynch from the 415. Get their bags packed. Trey Lance
Let's go to the Super Bowl leader of the faithfuls. From the 925, I don't agree that the turnover battle was the only difference in the game. From the 510, felt like the Niners should have had at least 17 points in the first half. Absolutely. And I know, again, the fact that your kicker, Robbie Gould, strained a groin, you know, you would have had at least three more there, but that was very troubling. It's like, wow, they were moving the ball. Jimmy was very accurate early. I mean, it was five for his first five, whatever he was, and they weren't scoring any points. So, again, three games in a row, the offense, when you've got the super genius calling the plays, your offense can't get going. That's a problem, Shomari.
Absolutely, it's a problem, Whitey, but it's also a matter of, this game, okay, so you lose your starting quarterback. You lose your kicker. Wisnowski went 0 for 4 or something like that. Extra points and field goals combined, right? To the point where it's like, all right, we just scored. We're not even bringing this guy out to kick anything.
Funny thing was, every miss was in exactly the same place, right?
If he was consistent.
That hook, oh, my God. It was, it would have been good every time.
Another silver lining. Wisnowski is consistent as hell. He's consistent as hell. He just has to, like, you ever play Madden? He's like, okay, I just have to, like, you know, aim it a little bit more to the left in the little swing meter. And Wisnowski's good. Just hit X a little bit sooner, Wisnowski, and you're putting those things through the uprights.
That's it. 888-957-9570. Ryan joins us from South San Francisco. I wonder if he has a South San Francisco accent. Ryan, you're on with White and Shomari. Hey, what's up? Hey.
Hey, what's up, guys? Listen, when Jimmy got traded here, I was ecstatic. I was a fan at Eastern Illinois. I was a fan when he was at the Patriots. I really liked him, but it's time. The things that he does, I can't see the things that Trey is going to do wrong being that much worse than what Jimmy's going to do wrong, which is throw behind receivers, throw the occasional pick, throw one that could get picked, and it's like, this ain't a Super Bowl team. I love my Niners. That 2019 team, they could have won the Super Bowl. This team, I don't think so, dude. It just ain't going to happen. So it's like all you're doing is you're wasting time that Trey could be making those stupid mistakes on a year where we're probably not going to go to the Super Bowl. And I don't know if Shanahan's ego is, you know, small enough to where he's going to go, man, we got to start thinking about next year. But I think that's what reality is. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Ryan. Yeah, even I got to say, Shomari, I know you and I go back and forth on Jimmy, and maybe the fact that he strained his calf had something to do with it. But, you know, second quarter, the 49er passing attack was Jimmy throwing a square out to Debo or a square in to Kittle. And it's like, that's all they were throwing.
That's always offense.
There were seven Seattle defenders breaking up every one of those passes.
That's always offense. So I'm gonna take a weird position here, Whitey. Okay, are you ready? Bay Area, are you ready for this? Listen, okay. First things first. I feel Jimmy Garoppolo was genuinely injured, man. When Trey Lance comes out, I'm on Twitter. People are like, oh, this is suspect, and I'm like, ah. That first drive that Jimmy Garoppolo engineered was everything I never see from Jimmy that I've wanted to see for the past two seasons. He was throwing the ball downfield. He was doing it accurately. He was getting to the top of his drop, but he was letting it rip. Like, Jimmy G, for that first series, I was like, yes, thank you. It make me want to call my brother and be like, man, keep your Jimmy G jersey, brother. It's okay. You can keep the jersey. But I tell him to get rid of it, but I was ready to call my brother and say, you can keep the Jimmy G jersey, Whitey. Because he looked that good. So when That's you talk about what happened after that, I can't help but feel that the injury played a big part in why Jimmy looked so off for the rest of the half, and then Trey Lance had to come in. You know, I think I was high on Jimmy, man. I was on Jimmy today. I was feeling Jimmy today until what I imagined the injury caused him to throw high and miss a bunch of throws.
Yeah. But we knew that he had an injury history, right? And he got hurt.
That's the other thing, it appeared that
the 49ers weren't necessarily prepared for it. By the way, just real quick before we get back to Coach Durant on the phones here, 888-957-9570. I don't think we need to spend too much time on it, but I could not agree with you more about Jimmy G was hurt. I know there's already been some speculation. Oh, he wasn't really hurt. They just wanted to put Trey Lance in there. And with everything the 49ers have put Jimmy Garoppolo through, there's no way you do that to a guy. There's no way you say, hey, Jimmy, we're going to say you're hurt, so you're hurt. You just don't do that.
Go ahead and press. Hey, have you ever seen that movie, The Program?
I know what you're doing. Was that the movie, the program? Kathy Ireland, or was that a different one?
Oh, the program. It was with Omar Epps, and then was James Caan the coach? There was James Caan was the head coach, right? And one of the players, he got busted for doing steroids, and they're like, "We're gonna say you're injured. Go ahead and go practice your limp." Go practice your limp. That's what they did to Jimmy G. I was like, "Look, Jimmy, we're putting Trey in. Go practice your limp. Go practice your limp." I don't think so, but that's also hilarious to think about.
Yeah, if he got suspended or something, maybe you'd work with him on a cover story. But if he gets replaced, you're not going to, "Hey, we're saying you're hurt." I'm not buying that at all. 888-957-9570. Coach Duran in Union City joins us, 95.7 The Game. Coach, what's up with these 49ers? Where are they?
Hey, what's up, Shamari Whitey? Hey, I just came from the game, Section 200. Man, the Niners, honestly, they had this game, but they, were winning the battle at the end. They fell a little short, lost the war. But I'd like to see them switch it up a little bit with play call, maybe hook and ladder, wide receiver reverse, and a couple of more Lance Wildcat plays. But, there is some effort and faith for future, though.
Yeah. All right. Wait, was it warm where you were sitting today, Coach?
Oh, I was in the shade. Lucky. Okay. Everything.
We lost him. Sorry about that. He was in the shade.
He also said he's leaving the game, man. Anytime depending on who your carrier is in particular, right? If you're around a large crowd of people, reception is sketchy because everybody's trying to call Ubers. Everybody's trying to call their pilot. Everybody's trying to call 95.7 The Game, 888-957-9570. Oh, and signal gets tricky. Why do you does?
Yeah. Hey, they did run that kind of flea flicker, right? Wasn't it Patrick? And he stops and throws it back to Jimmy. And Jimmy made a great catch. Because he goes up and one-hands it, because that's a lateral. If that's over his head or he doesn't catch it, that's a live ball. He made a great catch, but then an incompletion downfield to Kittle. So they did try to mix it up a little bit, and of course with
there's a certain amount of, run option, zone read, and RPO, right? I'm for that. If you got to bust out the hook laterals and the Statue of Liberty play, the flea flicker, right? If you have to resort to that, I'm worried.
The annexation
I'm worried
of
about
Puerto
that.
Rico?
Little Giants, good reference. The annexation of Puerto Rico.
When it works, it's like, oh, this is great. When it doesn't, it feels like, ooh, they're desperate, right? It feels like, ooh, they really can't get anything going. 888-957-9570. Y'all being a bit crazy. Jimmy G since 2017 on the 49ers, 24-10 record. Without Jimmy G, the 49ers are 7-27. He ain't a top 10 QB, but you're not going to sell the vets on the team that you should start Lance if he ain't ready. Yeah, I don't think they're there yet. I think they're really close. Again, it depends on Jimmy's health. If this is a strain where, he's good to go, fine. If this is a lingering thing, I think you might as well make the switch now, Shamari.
Well, but Whitey, also, let's go guru here and put the rat on the table, right? When you look at Jimmy G, since he's been in the league, really, though, but also since he's been in the Bay Area, he's played one full healthy season. One. So I'm not going to say that it was inevitable that he gets injured, but it was likely. It was very likely that we were going to hit this moment. And thank God we have Trey Lance instead of C.J. Beathard, Nick Mullins, and Brian Hoyer, right? So I'll tell you this much. Whether you think Trey Lance is good or great or is not ready or whatever, okay, please admit that with Trey Lance backing up Jimmy Garoppolo, we are way better off as Niners fans with him than Beathard or Mullins.
I think they will be. I think C.J. Beathard could spin it. I thought he should have been playing. Mullins was just a disaster last year. And sure, I'm playing devil's advocate a little bit. But we just have to see. We don't know that much about what Trey did today. The touchdown pass he threw, the first one, as you know, you or I could have completed that pass, right? Because they had a breakdown. Was it Jamal Adams didn't cover the wheel route? And it's hello?
Well, no, Adams, was that Trey Flowers? Trey Flowers, was he the corner over there? They have a safety playing corner for the – Trey Flowers. I don't know if he was on that side, right? But I feel like the cornerback was supposed to go up, but he followed the slant route, and Debo just went around. I don't think that was Jamal Adams.
Yeah. So, the receiver was there, and he threw it and completed it, and they scored, but did he really make a great throw? And then later on, Seattle, as I said earlier, playing softer coverage with a lead. So we don't know how good Trey Lance was today. So I'm not willing to say, and maybe you are, and maybe a lot of people are, and maybe I'm wrong, but I'm not willing to say based on what we saw in the fourth quarter, like, whoop, there you go, Trey is on his way. I don't know yet. And so if Jimmy is still healthy, I still think he's the best play going forward.
So here's the thing, Roddy, is that I agree with you right now. in this exact moment today, I also feel that Trey Lance, his issue is experience. I don't think that he's going to improve sitting on the sidelines. And I personally feel like if you keep him on the sidelines, you bring him in to run gadget plays a couple of times a game, I don't know that he gets any better. And I feel that the thing that he needs to do is get experience so he can settle himself down and just play football. When you look at that first throw to Kittle, that was horrible. That was horrible.
Like, dude, are you really left-handed or something?
Yeah. But that was jitters, man. Like, I look at his first five or six throws, and I'm just like, that's nerves. That's 100% nerves. When you look at the next, like, 12 or 14 or however many you want to say, I feel that he settled down and he completed passes. Because Whitey, yes, they were playing soft coverages, though, but his throws went from erratic as hell to on point. So it's not like he was completing easy throws to guys, you know, and the guys were having to spin and do pirouettes to catch it. He was hitting guys in stride. He was moving it out of the pocket and making plays. He got a couple things done with his legs. That was effective and it was efficient. And I feel that the number one thing that Trey Lance needs more is experience, real live NFL game experience, real bullets, if you will.
I know yesterday I mentioned that rookie quarterbacks are, 1-11 going into today, but Justin Fields won, right? And so did Zach Wilson.
So did Zach Wilson, and they've improved.
Sack Wilson, I call him. Yeah. So maybe Mac Jones will, who knows how Mac Jones will fare tonight. Coming up, we're going to hear Kyle Shanahan's explanation for what went wrong. That's coming up. Also, do the 49ers now have a quarterback controversy, or do they have a quarterback crisis? That's next. Whitey Gleason, Shamari Block, and you at 888-957-9570 on 95.7 The Game.
The Game.
Four games into the season, only four games in, the 49ers season is slipping away already. What's also slipping away, Kyle Shanahan's reputation as a gridiron genius. Walsh, Al Davis, Belichick, Paul Brown, those are gridiron geniuses. Kyle Shanahan, I don't think so. Whitey Gleason, Jamari Block with you on 95.7 The Game, 888-957-9570. We'll hear what Kyle had to say about today's contest in just a moment here. First, on the text line, Shamari, text of the day nominee, and thank you, Mario in Oakland. Let's put the rat on the table. We lost because Shamari did not have three beers before halftime. You're killing us. LOL. Text of the day nominee right there. Your explanation, Shamari?
I had to drive into the station. Oh. Why I couldn't. And trust me, you know, nobody wants the block is hot three beers in. then the block will be really hot, Whitey, okay? It won't be not safe for work, you know, me and three beers in.
Okay.
I had to make a business decision, but I did. I let y'all down, Bay Area. I let you down. I apologize. I'll make sure I'm three beers in by halftime next week.
You did. You made the right call, though, driving. T-Dog from the 831 asks, can we all agree Debo is a star? Absolutely, T-Dog. I'm surprised they didn't have him kick after Robbie Gould went down, because they asked him to do everything else, right?
Right. Hey, wait. They had him return kickoffs after Trent Cannon. After Trent Cannon messed up twice. They're like, Debo, get back there.
I know. From the 5-0. Guys, the Niners started out playing great defense. Momentum shifted when that Cannon dude could have downed the ball inside the 5 on a punt, inexplicably rolled into the end zone like a complete moron. Sheer stupidity. I have no idea what the heck he was thinking. Yeah, that was a strange play because he got up like, nailed it, right? He got up like, yeah.
Wait. Let me say this about Trenton Cannon. Trenton Cannon has made his career as an NFL player being a really good special teams player, dude, man. And I remember this dude that played for the Niners named Curtis Buckley. You remember Curtis Buckley? He was like special teams, tackler, a 17th string cornerback for the Niners back in the day. Curtis Buckley, man, it seemed like he was always messing up. But like, if you're a special teams player, if you're a special teams player, the only time people notice you is when you mess up. So Trenton Cannon absolutely blew it today. But Trenton Cannon, you haven't noticed him for a long time because that dude is good at what he does.
Fair point. But you have to know if you're a standout special teamer that if I get the ball and roll into the end zone with it on a punt, it's a touchback,
right? I mean, no,
you have to know that.
Well, but that's the thing, though, right? You should have went for the old, I'm gonna grab it and throw it backwards, right? That's what everybody does. I didn't get that either. But, hey, Trenton Cannon, like I said, you haven't noticed Trenton Cannon throughout his career because he's good at special teams. Yeah, I'm going to say that, man. That said, he messed up, man. I remember at one point, I take notes when I watch a game, right? And I remember at one point writing, I've had about enough of Trenton Cannon and Wisnowski. Like, I literally wrote that on my notepad, man. I left it at the house. I forgot to bring my notebook with me. But no, I'm like, I've had enough of Trenton Cannon today. Absolutely.
How about Kyle Shanahan? It sounds like you're just giving Shanahan a free pass on this whole debacle, Shamar.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, because, oh, they had the injuries and, oh, there's nothing he could do. Sounds like you are not the least bit concerned about the fact that Kyle Shanahan clearly is not the football genius we all thought he was.
I don't know, because when you look at that Debo play where Debo's running wide open for a touchdown pass, how many times a game do you see that? 3, 4, 5 times a game in the Shanahan offense. You got to give him his credit for that. The thing that he's bad at is personnel, sometimes clock management, and critical play calls in critical moments. But outside of that, man, genius. Okay, genius.
Those are three pretty important things. But
obviously,
okay. All right.
Obviously, yeah. No.
Yeah.
Also,
here's what. Yeah,
I feel like Niner game. We just had a caller in. It just dipped out, man. But I want to take the temperature of Niner Nation, Niner gang right now, because I feel like people are down on the squad, and I don't feel you need to be, man. I'm not saying that they're 2019 Niners, but I feel like they're the 2-2 records they have. It is that, save for a few critical moments in the last two games, they could very easily be 4-0. And I feel like that's something to be not excited about, but you don't got to be disappointed. Can I wait? Why are you down? 888-957-9570. I know all the reasons, though, but tell me specifically, why are you so down on the 49ers right now? 2-2 in a tough division.
Let me ask this, kind of an addendum to that. Do you think any differently of this team right now than you did before the season started? That's where I am.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, if you're down, why are you down? Do you look at this team any differently than you did before the season started? 888-957-9570. Now, Kyle Shanahan, after the game, this is one of the hardest things any coach has to do right in any sport. It's part of the job, I know, but I know it's not easy. Here's Kyle Shanahan explaining what went wrong, talking about how he found out, when he found out that Robbie Gould was not going to be able to kick today.
Yeah, we found that out literally right before we came out in pregame warmups. He had done it the last second. Someone ran in and told me. Yeah, we found out right before, and we had Mitch do some warm-ups when we were out there together, the extra points and stuff, and it was something I considered. We were talking about throughout the whole game, just the percentages of, you know, going for it there on 4th-and-8 or kicking that longer field goal, and we went with the field goal there.
And almost, they almost made it. I mean, I don't know. It's hard to hold that against Wisnowski, right? I mean,
yeah.
He didn't know he was going to be kicking, and it was long enough. It just wasn't straight enough. And he had that same draw going or hook, whatever it was. If you just would have played that, it would have been beautiful.
You lose your kicker. You lose your kicker, you're in trouble, right? That's one of those things that you don't really think about. What are we going to do if we don't have a kicker? And then you don't have a kicker and you see what happens, right? Because even if you think about the last drive, man, if they're down, what is that, 9 instead of 15, right? That's a different kind of ball game. You can call the game differently. You can kind of get more into your offense, and you're not like, okay, rookie, we're down 2 scores. The fourth quarter, here you go. Get out here and make things happen, right? It's a little bit of a different ball game when you have that going on. You lose your kicker, and way more critical than you think. You lost Trent Williams for a few plays. That was rough, right? And then you lose Trent Williams again, and then and it's like, okay, rookie fifth round pick. But I think the offensive line held up pretty well. I think the offensive line performed pretty well. I mean, and granted, this isn't the 2002 Bucks pass rush with Simeon Rice and Booger McFarland and company in there, right? This is and Warren Sapp and company, right? This is a Seahawks a pass rush that's led by Kerry Hyder Jr.
So it's not a good defense. Yeah. Not a good defense.
Yeah, but I still feel like the offensive line did well. They did well. The offensive line held up.
I remember the greatest show on turf way back when, you know, Kurt Warner, Marshall Faulk, that team, Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt. I remember it might have been Jeff Wilkins. I remember he got hurt right before a game or early in a game. And so they just didn't kick any extra points. They went for two every time, and I think they did fairly well. If I'm coaching in the NFL, that's what I'm doing. And I know Wisnowski made the first extra point. But if I ever lose, especially if I have any faith whatsoever in my offense, if my kicker goes down, guys, we're not kicking. And I know it's different now because then you didn't have to back up to kick it. But, I mean, it's the same thing. If you're going for it, you start from the two anyway, right? But I would be going for it every time. I would not be kicking extra points if I lost my kicker. Don't know that would have made a difference.
I wouldn't either, man. And the funny thing is that if you go for the field goal, it's 31 yards or whatever. But if you go for two, you get it at the 2.5. You get it at the 2.5. I'm taking that every day over Wisnowski or anybody that's not, you know, a professional NFL caliber kicker, man. I'm taking it at the 2.5 every time.
Have you noticed how everybody now, every coach goes for it on fourth down? Everybody does it now. Everybody's going for it on fourth down.
Analytics, Whitey, analytics.
I know.
Analytics.
It's interesting. And I applaud it. It looks bad when it doesn't work, but I applaud them.
Also, I feel like we're getting to the point of NFL head coaches that could have grown up playing Madden football. And on Madden, you go for it on fourth on Madden, unless it's like fourth and 20, man. You go for it on Madden 80% of the time. So all these NFL coaches, they're in their like late 30s, early 40s. They grew up playing in some Madden football, and they're like, we're going for it. I don't care what John Madden's going to say after the play.
All right, we'll get to more Kyle in just a moment. But first, 888-957-9570. Shamari wants to know if you're down on the Niners, why? And I want to know if you see the team any differently than you did before the season started. Let's go to Robin in San Francisco, 95.7 The Game. Hello, Robin. How are you on this fine Sunday evening?
Oh, I'm fine, you guys. Can you hear me? I'm trying to figure out how to turn my damn air conditioner off. There we go.
We're good. We can hear you.
Wait, turn this out. So, no, I'm not down on the Niners. No, I don't see any differently. I think you guys should know me well enough that I do not like the blame game. I really hate that because I like people to analyze it all, you know, as collectively. So having said that, I don't know why, and you guys help me figure out why Kyle Shanahan has been so tentative in his offense. Please don't blame Jimmy G. He threw the ball down. He didn't have a great quarter, you know, time when he was in there, but he threw the ball downfield too. But Kyle seems so tentative, more so than ever before, and I don't know why. Not only that, let's talk about this. All the things that went wrong. You don't have a punter. You got Trey. Wasn't he holding? So you got a quarterback who's holding the ball who's never done it before. You've got players in there that have never played at that position, never tried out. And then let's speak to the injuries happening for the 49ers. It's just in the NFL. Bubba Paris, I was listening to him today, and he said, quite frankly, he thinks it's because the players are soft. Even though they're faster and they're stronger, they don't practice to get their physical, to get their bodies in condition. So also, I just want to hear what you guys have to think about that take. And also, I will point the finger a little bit at Armstead. I mean, where is this guy? Bye, you guys.
Thank you, Robin. I think there are probably some people who maybe played with Bubba Parris who think it's amusing if he says, guys aren't in shape now, but I'll leave that there. I'm not going to go any further with that. I think one of the reasons Kyle may seem tentative, Shamari, in my opinion, is because, you know, as we've said, and we all know, everything they do is based on the run, and they just have really struggled running the ball with all the injuries, and I think that's kind of thrown him out of his rhythm a little bit as a play caller.
Probably, but it's also just a matter of everyone's been saying he doesn't trust Jimmy G. And then I kind of feel like he didn't trust Trey Lance until he absolutely had to. And you know, I maybe he needs someone he can believe in, you know? And he drafted Trey Lance, and he clearly doesn't believe in Trey Lance. He definitely, obviously, over the past 2.5 years, has proven he doesn't believe in Jimmy G. And I don't know who he will, but he believed in Matt Ryan, apparently, which is funny because, you know, Matt Ryan had an MVP season, but his best season was Kyle Shanahan. I don't know what this offense looks like, Whitey. I thought we were getting the Atlanta Falcons MVP, Matt Ryan, throwing deep to Julio Jones, and what we've gotten is screen passes and shallow crosses and things like that that are effective. They are effective, Whitey. I'm not saying it's not, but I thought we were getting a big play offense like a la Julio Jones, Devontae Freeman, Tevin Coleman. I almost said Tevin Campbell. I'm ready. And Matt Wright. I thought we were getting that offense. Where is that offense, Whitey? I don't know.
I don't know either, but you know, poor Tevin Coleman, 49er fans hated him when he was here. I thought he was pretty good. 49er fans couldn't stand him. 888-957-9570. I know that has nothing to do with your point. I agree with your point. Trey in Oakland, 95.7 The Game. Trey, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Doing all right.
Hey, Trey. Are you down on the 49ers, or do you see some kind of silver lining or scarlet gold?
Well, you know what? You can't be down. Well, first of all, you know, I just like to watch football and I like to analyze the game. First of all, my team.
You know what? I gotta let you go. I'm sorry, Trey. I don't know about you, Shamar. I just couldn't understand.
I swear to God, I have headphones on, right? And I like turned my ear like, okay, let me get closer to the speaker to figure out. It was a lot of interference there, but you know, it's all good. It happens, man. Hit us back, Trey. Hit us back if you're getting like the clear and a little bit of a better signal.
You want how many cheeseburgers?
Yeah, I was like, what? Lori in Phoenix, 95.7 The Game. Lori, I'll bet you're not ready to give up, are you? Lori?
Hey, guys.
How
you guys doing?
Feeling
good.
I think
Shamari's doing better than I am, Lori. Last week was, ooh, but that's okay. They'll bounce back. And I don't like losing to the Seahawks, Lori. I'll be honest with you. I don't like that.
Well, yeah, that's my thing. I'm so sick of losing to the Seahawks. It's every time we have to play the Seahawks. And it's like the same thing happened was the year before. I think it was in 2019. Robbie went out during the Seahawks game. It was the Seahawks game he couldn't play for. And we lost because of the kicker. I mean, the kicker kicked great. He had 4 field goals during the game, and they just couldn't make the last one. But it's just so frustrating. And I just think, not that we have a lot of Seahawks fans here, but the ones that we do have, they like to talk a lot. So it's very frustrating to have to deal with this. And now we're going to play the Cardinals next week. So I think that the thing is that the team hung tough. You know, if they wasn't for the mistakes that they had made today, and again, I've been one of these proponents of saying you have to limit your mistakes. Penalties and turnovers will lose you games more times than anything else. So, you know, yeah, seeing Trey out there, I mean, yeah, he did look like a rookie quarterback. But you know what? He made some good plays. He made some good runs. He changed up the offense in a way that obviously that Jimmy can't do. He had to because they couldn't protect him. So he had to run for his life a lot of the game. But I did like what I saw from him. Now, I still say if Jimmy can go, it's still Jimmy's team. And I think that it's, you know, but getting Trey in there more might be helpful. I like to see what these guys, they're still hanging tough. Debo Samuel, what a transition from last year. And if you keep it up, I mean, this is what you need. This is what you need players like him. You got Kittle. So, I mean, Trent Williams, that's a big concern. And obviously, Robbie Gould, and now Kinlaw went down. So the injuries are still very, very frustrating and you know, horrible to see, especially this time of year. So, I mean, maybe they can pull one out next week. Who knows? But, you know, going into the bye week, I think these guys are desperately in need for a break.
Thank you, Lori. I appreciate that. The key, as far as I'm concerned, what Lori said was, hey, you know, you make all these mistakes. 2 weeks in a row, as we've said, Shamari, you essentially beat yourself. Take nothing away from Aaron Rodgers last week.
But, I mean, the Dee Ford penalty, I know I've talked about that. I can't believe that when it's third down and you get the stop and you lined up in the neutral zone. What? And then the turnovers. And, you know, it's one thing to criticize Kyle for his offensive play calling. What do we really know about what goes into him calling his plays? But when you see a team play sloppily like that, that's a poor reflection on, if not the coach, just everything going on there. And that's a little alarming to me.
Okay, tell me if this is a homer take, Whitey. I don't know, but I feel that P.I. on Drake Kirkpatrick was...
He grabbed his right shoulder. And if he hadn't done that, I think they would have completed the pass, if not for the foul. So to
you
me,
think so?
It's a toss-up.
That was ticky-tack, but they did. Laurie did bring up a very interesting thing, because I was talking about the turnovers, but the penalties, and the penalties in critical moments, right?
Yes, so
critical. Third down plays, fourth down plays, penalties happen. On offense, holding. An 11-yard gain turns into first and 20, right? And that's something that's hidden yardage. That you've got to forget about. Like Trenton Cannon and all of his mishaps, we'll call them, right? That's easy to remember in your head. But those penalties, they kind of sneak up. It's like one here, one there, one here. And the next thing you know, we went for like 400 yards of offense. We also had 130 yards of penalties. So like our net offense is actually like 270, right? It's kind of funny, man, but that is definitely a thing. And good call, Lori Rafinha, for pointing that out, man. Penalties also a huge factor in this game.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with Lori. I will say this, though. In addition to that, you know, not all penalties are created equal. I know we just talked about it, but sometimes you get a holding call and you don't know. You say, oh, that wiped out a game. But you don't know sometimes, well, if the guy hadn't held, the quarterback would have gotten sacked or they wouldn't have run for as many yards. You don't know. But when you're lined up in the neutral zone on third down
and
when
six.
You had no impact on the play as it was, oh, my goodness. That's like, remember the Super Bowl? The first play wasn't a Crabtree. It was like illegal formation. Remember that? The first play of the Super Bowl.
Wait, and also, Dee Ford. Wasn't that Dee Ford when he's with the Chiefs, he lined up in the neutral zone on a critical play, and he cost he cost Patrick Mahomes a trip to the Super Bowl. Dee Ford did almost single-handedly. Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember that?
You would learn.
Wait, no, and then Kyle Shanahan's like, that's okay. That's okay, Dee Ford. Come over here. Thank you. We'll take you, Dee Ford. We know you just blew it, but come on over here. Red and gold, baby, for you.
Please be patient. We're going to get to all the calls, time permitting, and if you hang on here, 888-957-9570. Rob in San Bruno, 95.7 The Game. Rob, my sources tell me you want to start Trey Lance next week.
Look, we've seen enough from Jimmy Garoppolo. He was absolutely horrible today. It was a play where they threw a little flea flicker. He had Kittle. He held the ball for so long. It was like, throw it. He's wide open. Jimmy Garoppolo isn't that guy. He makes rookie mistakes. The first pick he threw, the ball before that almost got picked off. And I said to my station, throw a pick. Guess what he do? Throw a pick. It's time to put Trey in, and Cal needs to learn how to coach a football team and stop trying to be the offensive coordinator. Like, come on, stop that. Because at the end of the day, you need to change this offense. We're not 1980 no more. Linebackers are too fast. You think you're going to slide the ball into them areas and not get the receivers hurt or picked off. Like, that stuff, it works sometimes, but it don't work in modern NFL. Spread it out. Let your athletes be athletes. You got dogs out there. Debo, a dog. IU, a dog. Kittle, dog. Trey, a dog. He made plays in the pocket. He made that defense so tired. If you watched the end of that drive, they were all going down with cramps. Because he made a move. They had to defend the whole field. Bottom line is, I'd rather deal with Trey mistakes as a rookie than dealing with Jimmy mistakes down there 10 years in the league. Come on now, start Trey.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate that. I will say this, and I know I've been pro Jimmy, and I'm with Lori. I still think your best bet next week if Jimmy's healthy is to start him, okay? So I do feel that way. But watching him today, Shamari, and maybe it was because he was hurt, and he doesn't have the arm strength. He reminded me of an NBA guard who shoots the mid-range jumper, you know, and it's like, no, we don't do that anymore. That's not the way the team is now. When you see everybody else around the league and you watch Red Zone, you see everybody taking shots downfield. And so I wonder if in that respect the game is kind of passed Jimmy by a little bit.
Well, I don't even think the game has passed him by a bit. It's that, and Rob said it, I think Rob kind of capitalized what I typically am trying to get across when people are like, quit hating on Jimmy, is that Jimmy Garoppolo, he's a 9-year veteran. He's a seasoned veteran quarterback, and he's not a big play guy. He's not a big play guy. He's a dink and dunk guy, and that is fine. You can make it as a dink and dunk guy in the NFL, but if you're a dink and dunk guy who doesn't make big plays and has a penchant for hitting linebackers across the middle, then that's a bad recipe, and you can win. He can win because he can read a defense and he can do things, but I feel that we've seen his ceiling, and I feel you obviously have to feel that Trey Lance's ceiling is higher. I just don't think Trey Lance's floor is that much lower that within 3 or 4 weeks of starting, he doesn't kind of get into Jimmy Garoppolo territory. I feel 3 or 4 weeks of starting, Trey Lance is going to be in Jimmy Garoppolo territory in terms of being an effective NFL quarterback, and I don't think that happens on the bench. I think that needs to happen. In the game field. And also, Rob brought up this other thing, Whitey. You have no running backs. After Trey Sermon, it is Trenton Cannon, and we both seen what happens when Trenton Cannon's on the field, right? We want special teams. You definitely don't want to see that in the running game. Your best weapons are the passing game. Deebo, Ayuk, Kittle, right? And even Mohamed Sanu too. And if we ever get to see Jalen Hurd, right? All of your best weapons are in the passing game. So if this offense is going to flourish, it's going to be passing the ball and not running it.
It's funny, you see a guy like Jacques Patrick playing today, right? And,
yeah.
And good for him.
Who?
But we're not scouts or anything, but he gets the ball, and it seems like it takes him forever to get to the hole, right? You're so used to guys like Mostert, and they get the ball, boom. And this guy, hey, Jacques Patrick, good for him. That's great. He's playing, and he gets the ball. It's like, man, that guy doesn't move very fast.
Yeah.
Does he? You can see it with a naked eye, Shomari.
You can, and especially when you spent most of the last two seasons watching Raheem Mostert just hit the hole and explode through it like a rocket headed out into outer space.
Yeah, yeah. We got two more calls on hold. Aaron, I know you're driving back from the game. I got to take a break here. We'll get to you if you can hang on. 888-957-9570. Where are you with the Niners right now? Are you looking at this team a little differently than you used to? Also, we got a guest coming up. We're going to be talking to, let's see, it's going to be Mark DeLucci, who writes for Around the Foghorn, also writes for Niners Nation. Get his take on where the Niners are going and where the Giants are going. That's all next with Whitey and Shomari and you on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.